Getting Long corrected.
Radio.
Oh. I would be a liar, I would be the poet saying, clip like the eagles in the ultimate gentleman, clip like the eagles in the ultimate gentleman.
I keep wanting that to go on for like four more measures. Just
hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody on the internet. It's Friday, and that means it's another episode of the worst put-together podcast on the internet. That's right. It's the 16-Bit Assassins. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Toaster. I'm joined by my co-hosts. We have Dunny of the Clay McGee No Relation. What's going on, bud?
Yeah, and I dare on the podcast to attempt to be as disorganized.
We also have Matt.
Hello, everyone.
And last,
nonsense,
but definitely not least, the woman in control of it all, our handler, Jen. What's up?
Hello, hello.
And when we say handler, we mean like, you know, she handles our affairs.
I think explaining it kind of makes it even worse. You could just, like, leave it, gloss over it, not say anything. But you're getting into an explanation is like, yeah.
Just to be clear,
there's no cupping of the balls.
No, that's usually the, wait, how many beers have you had? I don't know. Well, you have to go interview this person. All right.
Well, she doesn't drink around, though.
Well, that should be good.
That's so, exactly well, yeah. The reason.
We've got everybody here tonight together to talk about a very special week, a week we'll remember. For decades to come.
I'm just getting really sick of 2015 kicking sci-fi in the nuts. I mean, we lost Leonard Nimoy, and now we lose Christopher Lee. Now, granted, he was like 93 years old, but still.
Damn Dracula ever.
Like a friend of mine like posted on Facebook today like a picture, and it had all the shit that he did. And
yeah,
it was,
he's been in a lot of.
Well, not only movies. He was, like, part of the British Special Forces. He was in a department called the Department of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
That's a random fact I was not aware of.
Yeah, like him and Ian Fleming were part of the same... Like, Ian Fleming based some of James Bond on Christopher Lee. Or off of Christopher Lee.
So he's a certified badass in real life?
Apparently, like...
I don't know if James Bond would have been ungentlemanly. Like, he was probably in the gentlemanly unit. Christopher Lee was more of a rogue-like individual.
Just like a 6'6" rogue-like individual. He was tall as a, like, motherfucker, wasn't he, or something?
Just creeping around.
Yeah, apparently, like, during the filming of...
I'm aware of the mothers he fucked. Sure, they were by the fuck on.
Apparently, like, during the filming of one of the Lord of the Rings movies, like, Peter Jackson was like, can you just imagine what it would sound like for a guy to get stabbed in the back? And Christopher Lee was like, I don't have to imagine that. Well, what do you... Good. Okay. Cool. I'm moving on.
All right. No.
So, yeah, just a brief moment of silence for Sir Christopher Lee.
He was a knight.
He was. That's why I said sir.
I know.
And on to our second badass of the evening, Dave Grohl.
He's not a knight.
He's not a knight, but he's definitely a badass in other aspects. You know, people who listen to the show for a while know I'm a huge fan of the Foo Fighters. And apparently at a concert in Sweden, Dave Grohl fell off the stage, fracturing his leg, and proceeded to calmly, well, Dave Grohl levels of calm, basically tell the crowd, hey, I broke my leg. But we're going to finish the show. I'm going to go to the hospital and get my leg fixed, and then I'll be back. Now, hospital meant backstage. Leg fix meant wrapped up. He came back out on the stretcher and finished the show. Apparently, Taylor Hawkins passed the time during the leg fixing by doing some classic rock covers.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go. The 16-Bit Assassin's Badass of the Week is Dave Grohl.
How do you become a knight?
I was going to say, Christopher Lee, I thought was badass too.
Well, he it's he's
a dual award.
Yeah, okay, it's a dual award, dual badasses of the week.
Right. Back to the knight thing. Like,
how does one become a knight?
I'm interested in this. Like, I wonder if the queen's well protected right now.
Well, I mean, she's got Sir Patrick Stewart, Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Ian McKellen.
Ellen John.
Who else?
Again, not to discredit their acting prowess. But I'm
yeah,
thinking pure badassery.
If,
you just named
yeah.
a bunch of, like, 7-year old men.
I think Mick Jagger's a knight, too,
for,
isn't he?
For protection duty.
Like, just because they dated in high school doesn't mean that you should be a fucking knight. They're old enough to have my lawyer.
They have all, like, they each have a claymore in their closet at home. When they need to assemble, they can all come together or something.
They're like a modern day Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the most sensitive Knights of the Round Table.
None of them can lift the stool.
It'll be like that scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade where the guy goes to swing an Indian. He's like, "Oh, you finally come." Like, you million-year-old fossil. What the fuck are you doing in this cave?
If they ever put on, like, actual armor, they wouldn't be able to move. Just like a badass scene with some crazy music, and they're assembling and putting their on their armor, and then they just can't move at the end of it.
Well, fuck. We can't go anywhere now.
But we do look badass.
Yeah, they can just stand there in a badass pose and not move.
Around the queen, protecting her like you wanted.
I can't go near her. The sheer intimidation of old men in metal suits is barring my path.
Bad experience with BDSM club or something? But aside the usual nonsense that we talk about when it comes to becoming knight, chivalrous deeds, E3 is upon us.
Yes.
Almost.
And I right now would like to offer my sincere condolences to anybody who visits the Hot Pockets food truck. Hopefully the lines for the public restrooms are not that long.
Yeah. Bring your own shit ticket.
Bring a bucket with a bag.
I think I'm traveling back with shit tickets. Like, I think I'm finally fed up with the level of toilet paper quality in hotel rooms in America. I'd like to take this time to really focus on a serious near and dear.
Do you want, like, Northern Quilton or
like,
whatever
like
it is?
Funhole quality thing that we need to,
I agree.
To really think about when we travel. When you're traveling, you never know what you're eating.
And you don't want your butt, like, with sandpaper. Yeah, I understand.
It's just, like, no matter, the nicest hotels have the worst, policy on toilet paper.
True.
I'm just upset about it.
These and Charmin bitches, get on it.
Like, they should allow you an extra carry-on on the plane as long as it's toilet paper.
On a stick.
Sorry.
Imagining the alleyway of an airline, just people bumping into each other with, like, it'd just be a toilet paper fight. Someone would turn around and catch, like, a 24-pack in the temple.
So I'm hoping at E3 they have good toilet paper is really what I'm getting at.
Be a lot more mummies on planes.
I can't see them having good toilet paper.
No.
No.
There's
I
never.
Like,
unless, actually,
like
wait, no.
Like,
that,
crappy, like, two-ply.
That's part of the Hot Pocket truck. You go, and you're like, I just need Hot Pocket. So, like, here's a roll of Cottonelle.
I'll have to ask DCD to give us an update on the toilet paper situation in E3.
Free Hot Pocket, sponsored by Charm.
Shouldn't Hot Pockets have its own, like, porta-potties lined up, like, 50 of them right next to the food truck?
They call them honey buckets in San Francisco. It's disgusting. I literally walked home past on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck is a honey bucket? Is that? Oh, no. Oh, it's a shitter. Oh. Bad news. But speaking of public shit...
That is not an accurate representation of a honey bucket.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad you said that, because something named a honey bucket, I would definitely draw my attention. So
sounds like
now
Winnie the Pooh sitting there, adorably spoon-feeding into his mouth directly. I don't want to turn that into a scat video.
Oh, my God.
On that note, if you are under the age of 18 and listen to this podcast, please stop now. We cannot be held accountable for any fracturing of your brain cells and or any new terminology you might learn, such as scat.
Two girls, one poo.
Oh.
Come on, man. We didn't ever have to speak of that ever.
I know. So, you know, there's other shows and then there's other news sites. Everybody's been doing like, oh, this is going to happen at E3, and here's a list of composed your confirmed games and blah, 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 blah.
And that's exactly what we're about to do.
Yeah, except we're not going
to
do it as a list.
To us.
Yeah. So what do you got? What would you like to see? Like, what is your pipe dream game, Dunny?
Well, I mean, obviously, the one thing that we really haven't heard anything about other than, like, a brief rumor was Mass Effect 4. I mean, everybody who's ever listened to our show knows we're huge fans, so we definitely want to see that. But I also want to see The Last Guardian. That's the other, you know, the Team Ico game that we've been hearing rumors about for, what, 6 years now? Those are the two things that
eight,
I really want
I
to
think,
see.
Actually, eight.
I was going to say, that game is what I would love to see, too.
Yeah, because
it probably doesn't.
Well, I mean, according to Mark Cerny, the guy behind the PlayStation technical architecture and Knack, he was apparently working on the game last year.
Better be just as good as the other, because if it's not ICO out of the classes, because if it's not, I'm going to be bullshit.
It's probably going to be something completely different than what it originally turned out to be.
It's going
to
be Sonic
Blizzard
Boom.
And Project Titan. Turns into something completely different.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
It's very possible. I wouldn't be surprised if you see, like, just nothing but the old school, like, puzzle solver, though. Like, I hope they go back to that, like, in Nico. Not to say that Shadow of the Colossus wasn't a great game, but
I love that game. That was one of my favorites, by the way.
I liked Nico because of the puzzle aspect of it.
True.
I never played any of them.
This.
I watched
Although
Matt play one.
Killing them was kind of a puzzle.
Well, Shadow of the Colossus was a puzzle. Killing every came across, or Guardian, or Colossus.
What did they ever do to you?
Colossus.
What did they ever do to you? Like, last night, they were just wandering giant fields. You rode up on your horse and were like, I'm going to kill you.
Well, yeah. In Eco, it was much more clear-cut who was good, who was evil, at least based on color. Which I just realized was a pretty racist statement. Well, the bad guys were black, and the good guys, like, shining bright whiteness. Okay, maybe like an old school allegory way of doing it, rather than me being a bigot way of doing it. Which I'm not.
Django Unchained, the video game.
The clarification is I have a black friend.
Aww.
So you just so that's okay and everything's fine now.
But either way,
because I'm on the show, this is why.
Definitely, but no. In Shadow of the Colossus, it was much more like, okay, you're killing these things, but they were just kind of chilling, like they weren't really doing anything bad other than being giant crazy motherfuckers.
I think you were trying to save the girl.
Yeah, you were. But again, what did they do other than be the object in between you and? An objective that eventually fucked you in the end anyway.
Did we skippity?
No. Fucking.
Keep going. What happened? Are we okay?
The duration for some reason is like 15 minutes.
What's up?
The duration is 15 minutes.
60 seconds.
Oh, the show is only 15 minutes long?
Yeah.
So that's it, folks. Thanks for joining. We had a great time tonight. Talking
yeah, well, thanks.
About
yeah.
What we thought we wanted to see at E3. There's other stuff too, like Fallout 4. And let's just talk about it as fast as we possibly can. Now, go.
Why it's not letting me change the fucking?
Well, of course it's not gonna, because it already went live.
Yeah.
There's a minute left. So, that's all, folks. I want to get a beer. We suck.
All right, I'm going to schedule another episode for 9:30.
So we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Come check us out. This is awesome.
10 seconds.
Get them. Go. Little intermission, folks. Everything will be all right. Everything's fine. don't panic.